season, and the last 24 hours have been very gratifying indeed for anybody following the local stock markets. Our man with his head in the markets this morning to go through some of the biggest and most exciting listed companies here, Diwa, Salik, and both the emails, is Sameer Lakhani, Managing Director of Global Capital Partners. Sameer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And it's an interesting morning just because all of these companies touch us on a daily basis. We may not understand what some of the petrochemical companies listed in Abu Dhabi do, but with Salik, with Diwa, with the Moors of Emaar, etc., this is part of our everyday life. Shall we start with Salik? We're not paying a huge amount of attention to the net profit number because Salik wasn't its own company until the middle of July 2022. What numbers should we be looking at? Are we wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. The figure to look at is the top line, which is the revenue, which has increased by about 11.5%. It's no surprise what the reasons for that is. More importantly, if you look forward, we know that Salik has already announced the formation of two new toll gates, which is going to be accretive to earnings starting from November of this year. And so all in all, not only have we had a strong set of top-line growth from Salik, investors are looking forward to that top-line and bottom-line growth increasing at even higher growth rates in the year to come.
Okay, so if we cross from Salik to Diwa, a list of records that Diwa has hit. Not so much on the net profit, though. Tell me how you're reading these numbers.
Diwa's top line again has hit an all-time record. The net profit, remember, these are preliminary results that they have issued. There's going to be a detailed set of financial numbers that are going to come out, but Diwa is moving its business model to more of an IPP, which is this independent power producer model, where the private sector comes in, and that's going to take the load off of some of the capacity expenditures that Diwa currently undertakes. That's going to be accretive to earnings. Again, important to note that whilst Diwa's net profit number may have come in as flat, the investors have received dividends, both normal and extraordinary, due to the spin-off of Empower, in the amount of nearly 20% since Diwa went public.
Okay, if we look at the numbers for both Salik and Diwa very quickly, between 5 and 6% increase for Diwa, whether it's the amount of water we're using, the amount of power we're using, or their new customers, 12% for Salik when it comes to the amount of tollgate crossings we have. What does this tell us about the growth of Dubai?
Dubai is clearly increasing. We have various projections on what the population increase is, from the Dubai Statistics Center to a variety of other data sources that stipulate anywhere between a 5 and 8% increase in the population growth figures. These numbers attest to significant population growth. If anything, probably the population growth is a little bit higher than the numbers that have been projected so far, because these are connections. And connections include residential family units as well as commercial connections. So it's a little difficult to just straight line extrapolate. But clearly the underlying population growth is increasing, and it's increasing quite significantly.
Okay, let's go with both of the Emaars before we let you go this morning. Just 2 minutes left with you. Emaar Development, 22% increase in property sales. Emaar Property seeing a 70% rise in its net profits. If we look at the mall, 97% occupied for tenants, the malls. Put these in some kind of context for us.
Again, not surprising. We've seen real estate transactions creating record out. after record. It's been reflected in the share price. Emaar Development has been up 39% year-on-year. Emaar Properties up 35% year-on-year. So it's not a surprise, given all the real estate records that Dubai has been breaking. If we look forward in terms of valuations and in terms of earnings growth, Emaar is talking about the significant backlog that they have in terms of sales. So even if there is some sort of price moderation, which is what a lot of real estate analysts are expecting, Emaar sales, top line and bottom line growth is expected to be robust.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, going through some of the most highly anticipated earnings out of our local earnings season. Salek Diwa, Emaar 1 and Emaar 2. Samir Lakhani, Managing Director of Global Capital Partners.